Riptide by Stella Rimmington. Read by Julia Barry. Chapter 1. Liz Carlyle looked at her watch. The French Minister of the Interior was in full flow, expatiating on the new security threats facing Europe. From where Liz sat, in the back row of the seat set out in the library of the Institute for Strategic Studies in Whitehall, she could survey the whole room. At the front, French and English officials, senior policemen and military officers sat alongside journalists who were eagerly scribbling on their pads. At the back, assorted French and British spooks were grouped, well out of sight of the TV cameras. For this Friday morning was the press conference concluding the previous day's Anglo-French Ministerial Security Summit. Liz's last posting in Northern Ireland had led to a close involvement with the French security services, and now, back in counter-terrorism, she had special responsibility for joint operations with the French. Next to her, Isabelle Florian, her colleague from the DCRI, MI5's French counterpart, was shifting in her seat, looking worried that she'd missed her Eurostar back to Paris. Liz liked Isabelle, a businesslike woman in her 40s with a careworn face and a good sense of humour. Not at all the chic Parisienne that Liz had expected and rather dreaded. When they'd first met, they'd been able to speak to one another only through an interpreter. But since then, in preparation for this job, Liz had taken an intensive course in French and was now fairly fluent. Out of the corner of her eye, Liz could see the tall, elegant figure of Geoffrey Fane of MI6, standing at the side of the room, leaning nonchalantly against a pillar.